Merhabalar, ben Sercan. Welcome to our Turkish journey. As you would remember, at the beginning of this journey, we have covered some fundamental topics such as vowel harmony, consonant mutation, and buffer letters. And today, we will cover another one, and this one is called vowel mutation, specifically open-close vowel mutation. Since the beginning of this journey, I have always mentioned that all of these mutations, harmonies, are only for one reason, for easy pronunciation. I am pretty sure you already know these two verbs, yemek, yemek, which means to eat, anlamak, anlamak, which means to understand. Now, let's conjugate these verbs in the present continuous tense. The tense suffix for the present continuous tense is yor, yor, when the verb stem ends in a vowel. To obtain the verb stem, we drop mek and mak from the infinitive verb. So, the verb stem of yemek is ye, ye. As an example, let's conjugate this verb for the third singular person. So, ye is the verb stem, and then we add the tense suffix, yor, and as you know, there is no person suffix for the third singular person. Therefore, the conjugated verb should become yeyor, yeyor. Here, the vowel mutation rule comes into place, and e at the end of the verb stem turns to e. So, we say yiyor, yiyor. Ben mantı yiyorum. Ben mantı yiyorum. And now, let's take a look at the verb anlamak. So, the verb stem, when we drop mak, is anla, anla. And then, we add the tense suffix. So, it should become anlayor, anlayor. Here again, the vowel mutation rule comes into place and a at the end of the verb stem turns to ı. So we say anlıyor, anlıyor, sizi anlıyorum, sizi anlıyorum. The rule is actually very simple. When a verb stem ends in a or e, when this verb stem receives the present continuous tense suffix yor, a and e at the end of the verb stem turns to ı, i, u, or ü. A and e are open vowels in Turkish. When you make these sounds, your mouth is open. A, e. And ı, i, u, and ü are closed vowels. Your mouth is closed when you pronounce these sounds. I, i, u, ü. Let's look at the examples once again. Yemek, yemek. The verb stem is ye and it ends in e. When we attach the present continuous tense suffix yor, e at the end of the verb stem, which is an open vowel, turns to e, which is a closed vowel, and we say yiyor, yiyor. Anlamak, anlamak. Anla is the verb stem, and it ends in a. When we attach the present continuous tense suffix, yor, a at the end of the verb stem, which is an open vowel, turns to ı, which is a closed vowel, and we say anlıyor, anlıyor. You can actually try this by yourself. For me, it is very difficult to try to pronounce yeyor, yeyor, or anlıyor, anlıyor. I have to open my mouth so much and it actually disturbs me. Definitely, I'm a native, but this is how I feel. It is much, much easier to say yiyor and anlıyor. Here are a couple of more examples. I will just say the infinitive verb first, then I will conjugate the verb in the present continuous tense for the third singular person. Cevaplamak, cevaplıyor. Tuzlamak, tuzluyor. Boyamak, boyuyor. Kınamak, kınıyor. Beklemek, bekliyor, temizlemek, temizliyor, söylemek, söylüyor, düşlemek, düşlüyor. Now you might be asking, how you're gonna know which letter should replace A and E? Ö, I, U, or Ü? Well, as you speak and hear Turkish, you will naturally know which letter should come. But if you are interested in the rules, A sound turns to Ü or U, and E sound turns to I or Ü. You need to look at the vowel before the last letter of the verb stem to figure this out. If it is A or Ü, A at the end of the verb stem turns to Ü, such as cevaplıyor or kınıyor. If it is O or U, A at the end of the verb stem turns to U, such as tuzluyor or boyuyor. If it is E or I, E at the end of the verb stem turns to I, such as bekliyor or temizliyor. If it is Ö or Ü, E at the end of the verb stem turns to Ü, such as söylüyor or düşlüyor. But I'm saying once again, getting familiar with the sounds is much easier than trying to implement the rules. Another case when this vowel mutation applies is like this. When we negate the present continuous tense, we add the negation suffix ma or me right before the tense suffix, of course, depending on the vowel harmony. So we have the verb stem, then negation suffix, and then the tense suffix yor, and then the person suffix. Let's take a look at this verb, gitmek, gitmek. The verb stem is git, git. Then we add the negation suffix. Since the last vowel of the verb stem is I, we use the negation suffix me. Then we add the tense suffix, and then at the end, we attach the person suffix. So the conjugated verb becomes gitmiyorum. Gitmiyorum. As you see, the same thing happens. There is the present continuous tense suffix yor, and the negated verb stem ends in e. If we use the ma negation suffix, then the negated verb stem ends in a. Same thing. So the same rule applies here as well. So what we say is gitmiyorum, gitmiyorum. E in the negation suffix turns to I. Ben bugün işe gitmiyorum. Ben bugün işe gitmiyorum. And this rule is valid for every negated verb in the present continuous tense, because the negation suffix is either me or ma, and it comes right before the tense suffix. That's why every negated verb in the present continuous tense goes with this rule. Here are a couple of more examples. Anlamak, anlamıyorsun. Sen beni anlamıyorsun. Sen beni anlamıyorsun. Another one, okumak, okumuyoruz. Biz artık gazete okumuyoruz. Biz artık gazete okumuyoruz. Öpmek, öpmüyoruz. Biz bebekleri öpmüyoruz. Biz bebekleri öpmüyoruz. And here is another condition where this rule applies. The verbs yemek and demek. Whenever the verb stems of these verbs receive a suffix that begin in a vowel, e at the end of the verb stem turns to e, and the buffer letter ye comes in between the suffix and the verb stem. Demek is the infinitive verb, demek. It means to say, to tell. De is the verb stem. And yemek is the infinitive verb, yemek. And this means to eat. The verb stem is ye. We can definitely make many examples of this because there are a lot of suffixes that begin in a vowel. But to keep the things simple today, let's attach the future tense suffix ecek to these verbs and see what happens. So we attach the future tense suffix ecek to the verb stem de. So de and ecek. And we need the buffer letter ye in between. So it becomes deyecek. Deyecek. And the same thing happens for the verb yemek. We attach the tense suffix ecek to the verb stem ye. And the buffer letter ye comes in between and it becomes yeyecek. Yeyecek. But when this rule applies, the e sound at the end of the verb stem changes to e, and what we say is diyecek, yiyecek. But as you may already know from the previous lessons, when we pronounce the future tense, we change the pronunciation a little bit. Instead of saying diyecek and yiyecek, we pronounce them in daily life, such as diyecek and yiyecek. But for the sake of the lesson today, I will pronounce them as I read them here. Diyecek, yiyecek. Bak sana ne diyeceğim. Bak sana ne diyeceğim. Yarın caddenin karşısındaki restoranda yemek yiyeceğiz. Yarın caddenin karşısındaki restoranda yemek yiyeceğiz. As a side note, I would like to point out that this condition of the vowel mutation happens only with the verbs demek and yemek. There are many verbs out there whose verb stem ends in a or e. And when they receive suffixes that begin in a vowel, there is also the buffer letter ye in between. But a and e at the end of the verb stem does not change. For example, ağlamak, ağlamak, which means to cry. When we add the future tense suffix, it becomes ağlayacak, ağlayacak. A at the end of the verb stem does not change, as you see. However, in daily conversations, we pronounce this as ağlayacak, ağlayacak, as if the a sound at the end of the verb stem changes to ı. However, when we write it as ağlayacak, ağlayacak. All right, guys, that's it from me today. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thank you very much for your time again. See you in the next videos.